ETH BTC ratio hits yearly low as exchange inflows. Spike Ether's ratio against Bitcoin slipped to a yearly low on Saturday, with the last comparable reading from the middle of 2025, according to a Crypto Potato report citing rising exchange inflows alongside the move. As of May 16, 2026, ETH trades at $2,078, down 1.7% on the day and 5.4% on the week. BTC sits at $78,079, down 1.4% on the day and 2.8% on the week. The weekly gap, ETH falling roughly twice as fast as BTC, is what dragged the ratio to its new low. The bleed is not new, but the floor keeps moving. ETH on BTC has been grinding lower for months. The pair traded above 0.035 at the start of the year and is now meaningfully below that. Today's print is notable because it takes out the support that held through last summer's drawdown. The 7-day numbers are where the divergence is clearest. A 2.6 percentage point spread between ETH and BTC weekly returns is not noise. Exchange inflows are the second part of the story. Crypto Potatoes piece flags that ETH has been moving on to centralized venues in larger quantities than recent baseline. Wallets sending coins to exchanges usually want to sell, hedge, or post collateral. None of those reads bullish on the immediate ratio. The ratio bleed cuts deeper than another red day ratios trade differently than spot prices. When BTC and ETH both fall, dollar P&L hurts equally. When the ratio falls, ETH-denominated holders lose ground even on days the market is flat. That includes treasury companies stacking ETH against a BTC benchmark, ETF allocators rebalancing between the two majors, and active traders carrying ETH-BTC longs as a structural bet. A few of those allocators have already capitulated in recent weeks. Public company ETH treasuries that piled in during 2025 have been the loudest example. With the ratio at a yearly low, some of those positions are now underwater in BTC terms, even where they remain green in dollars. The case for and against the bear case is straightforward. BTC has spot ETF flows, sovereign and corporate treasury demand, and a clean monetary narrative. ETH has DeFi activity that has been steady but unspectacular, a layer 2 ecosystem that fragments fees, and an ETF complex that has not pulled the same scale of inflows. With BTC dominance ticking up, the ratio path of least resistance is down. The bull case takes longer to draw. ETH has historically bottomed against BTC and then snapped back hard when the narrative shifts, often around a protocol upgrade, a regulatory catalyst, or a sharp move in dollar liquidity. None of those triggers are obviously close, but yearly lows are also where contrarian buyers start sniffing. The fear and greed index sits at 42, neutral, which suggests the market is not yet panicking on ETH specifically. Card and spending implications. For anyone running an ETH-funded crypto card, the ratio matters more than the absolute price. A card that auto-converts ETH at the point of sale is selling weaker collateral every time you swipe. If your reward token, base balance, or staking position is ETH-heavy and your benchmark is BTC, the underperformance compounds. Stablecoin-funded spending sidesteps the ratio question entirely, which is part of why USDC and USDT spending rails have grown share through volatile stretches. Spenders who hold ETH for staking yield face a sharper trade-off. A 4-5% APY does not offset a multi-week ratio bleed of this size. The yield only matters if the underlying holds value against the rest of the basket. Three signals worth tracking next. Three things are worth tracking in the next 48 to 72 hours. First, whether the ratio finds support near today's low or continues drifting. Second, whether exchange inflows accelerate, which would suggest the supply side is far from done. Third, whether ETH ETF flows turn outright negative on a sustained basis, which would confirm institutional sellers and not just retail. If all three line up bearish, the ratio likely sees lower lows before any retest. If exchange inflows cool and the ratio holds, today is a flush rather than a fresh leg down.